We all watched Mr. Mell. He took his pipe and his books from the desk, and he left the room. We were all quiet, and we did not look at Steerforth. Later, Traddles said, "I'm sorry that Mr. Mell has gone." "Sorry," said Steerforth. "Why are you sorry? That's stupid." "Mr. Mell's poor, and now he hasn't any work. He needs to earn money for his mother," Traddles said.
"I'll send him money," Steerforth said. "I'm rich, but he was rude to me, and I don't like rude men."
I was sorry too. I liked Steerforth, but Mr. Mell was always kind to me too. He helped me with my lessons, and I enjoyed learning from him. We never saw him again. One happy day, Mr. Peggotty and Ham came to see me.
"Hello, David," said Mr. Peggotty. "We're visiting London, because we have some work here. We wanted to see you, and so we asked my sister for your address."
"It's so nice to see you," I said. "How is little Emily?"
"Well," said Mr. Peggotty, "she's very well. She's becoming a woman now. Ask him." He meant Ham, who agreed happily.
"And Mrs. Gummidge?" I asked.
"She's very well, thank you," he said. "We've brought you a present," Ham said. "Do you like fish?"
"Oh, yes," I said. "Very much." I did. I was always hungry at school. Suddenly, Steerforth came into the room. When he saw Ham and Mr. Peggotty, he stopped.
"I'm very sorry," he said. "I didn't know that you were here. I'm interrupting you."
"You're not interrupting us," I said. "Meet my friends. This is Mr. Peggotty, and this is Ham."
Steerforth shook hands with each of them.
"Mr. Peggotty has a house in Yarmouth," I continued. "It's made from an old boat."
"That's very interesting," Steerforth said. "It sounds like the right kind of house for a boatman."
"If I come to Yarmouth," I said, "can I bring Steerforth? He's so kind to me. We can visit your house together."
"Yes," said Mr. Peggotty. "It's not a very fine house, but we'll be happy to have you. Don't forget." He and Ham left then. That night, we ate the fish, and it was excellent. At last, the happiest day arrived, the first day of the holidays. I was very pleased to leave the school.